And also there was the owner and general manager who joins us now here on The Ticket. It's our weekly visit with Jerry Jones after the Cowboys game. And Jerry, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. We are certainly pleased to be on.
Congratulations. Congratulations on another win.
It was a congratulations that you just gave me. And we was closer than we really wanted it to be. But in the end, it's a W, and it helps us on our way to the Super Bowl. And once again, I'd like to bring on my head football coach, mm-hmm. Wade Phillips. Wade. Wade, pick up the phone. Wade, you there?
Surprise, I'm here.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, morning, guys.
All right, Wade. First of all, we're talking with the Cowboy fans here, so watch your language.
All right.
And I wanted to ask you, first of all, are you excited?
Well, yes.
Don't sound it, but...
Hey, Jerry, could you tell that baboon story again?
No, we're not going to get into that.
Was it the mama or the daddy baboon that bit it first? I can't.
It was the daddy baboon tore up the baby baboon.
Okay, that was a good story. I enjoyed it.
You did?
Yeah.
It's not really a children's story, Wade.
Oh, well, it was funny anyway.
All right. Anyway, Wade, I was asking if you were excited.
Oh, yeah, I am. It was a good win for us, and we had a good time in Detroit, you know, not only the win, but we went out on Saturday night, some mm-hmm. of us coaches, and I never thought you could find good buttermilk in Detroit, but by golly, we did. We went to a, you call them a cave?
Cafe.
Cafe. Well, we found some good buttermilk at a cafe, and I had 3 glasses of it. It was good.
Why are you obsessed with buttermilk?
Well, it's just good. But I tell you what, Jerry, I can't take many more games like this.
Why's that?
Well, it's just so close at the end, you know, and gets me excited. Gets me started thinking about retirement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, think about retirement. Well, that's the best season you've been a part of.
I'm getting up there, you know, and, you know, it's about time I start thinking about retiring, maybe at the end of this season. But at the same time, I'm kind of worried about retiring because if I do, I'm afraid I'm going to get out of shape. You know, this job keeps you fit and looking young. And
right.
I really don't look a day older than I did when I started as an assistant coach for my daddy 30 years ago.
You mean when you started, you looked 70 years old? You look like an old Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, that tickled Wade.
Yeah, that's funny, Jerry.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's a... Jets assistant?
Yeah, I didn't think you knew. Let me ask you this, Wade. Were you disappointed when Whitten fumbled on the one? Are you getting worried there? Disappointed?
Well, yeah. I was disappointed. Of course, I've known disappointment before. When I was young, I had a baby possum I raised myself. Kept him in an old hush puppy shoebox underneath my trundle. I used to sleepwalk a lot. And, well, sorry, I'm getting emotional talking about
it. Okay. It's okay.
I must have kicked that old box, and he must have got out because I was. I woke up to the screams of my daddy in the other room.
Bum?
Yeah. I went in there, and sure enough, that possum spread eagle on my daddy's face. He wrapped himself around my daddy's face like a starfish. The old possum's on there just clinging for life, and damn, if daddy didn't get his 410 and just blow him right off there.
Oh, that's terrible.
Blew my possum a bloody mess into the wall. And so I guess what I'm saying, Jerry, is I know disappointment, you know.
Yeah. Somehow, can we get back to football here?
Well... I want to say one other thing.
He blew a possum off his face with a shotgun?
Yeah.
Sounds dangerous.
It does.
You know, Jared, I love this job.
I know you do, Wade.
And the other thing about retirement, and this is what makes it so tough, Jared, I don't know if I can retire because I could eat steak every minute of the day. I mean, every minute of the day. I mean, as it stands now, I have to take football breaks. you know,
from eating steak.
So, yeah, so I can't eat steak all day. But if I retired, I think I'd eat it all day. And I think I got to tell you, my favorite steak is hamburgers.
I'm sorry?
Y'all ever had hamburgers?
Your favorite?
Everybody's had hamburgers, Wade.
Well, what you do is take a piece of meat,
yeah,
put a hunk of bread under it, and then you chunk another piece up on top of it. It's like it's like a sandwich, but it's pronounced hamburger. I think Wendy sells them.
Yeah, we know that, Wade.
Well, anyway, that's the story I want to tell you. We're 12-1, Jerry. Congratulations.
Okay, hang up the phone, Wade.
Right now?
Right now. Hang it up. You see what I'm up against here?
Yeah. Wow. Learn something new every
week.
Yeah,
you do. Just an old story from the Phillips household.